This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I've often said that the media colludes with the Democrats, and for the most part, the media is anti-gun. And right now, I'm having a lot of fun at the expense of the fake stream media. Now, I guess we'll be told we're unseemly if we giggle at the thought of the cancellation of a useless stooge like Don Lemon and his low-rated airport lounge video Muzak. Or if we giggle at how the Israelis leveled the Gaza high-rise housing the AP and Al Jazeera. I guess if that's the case, you have to color us unseemly, because when the media suffers, people like me celebrate. And I'm not going to apologize for it. Half of America, at least, now cares about the media precisely as much as the media cares about us. And that is not at all. We actively wish it ill. We cheer when some trash website or paper folds. The frequent layoff announcements make us giddy. Sad journalists whining about how people on Twitter dare criticize them cause us to howl with delight. Our contempt for them is a result of their contempt for us. And as individuals and collectively, we should do whatever we lawfully can do to hasten the collapse of the fake stream media as an institution. Do you think I'm being harsh? I'm not being harsh. The media routinely dismisses good things that happen in the United States. Good things about the United States. Good things the United States does. When it comes to owning guns, they never talk about defensive gun uses. They never talk about the net benefit of gun ownership, of people carrying guns. They get out there and at the same time, while they're calling for the defunding of the police in most cases, they expect us to just walk around unarmed and harmless, helpless. Because they hate us, and they actively side with our enemies. And it's always amusing how these hacks do not even bother to hide their full-throated collaboration with the people who want us silenced, disenfranchised, and or dead, yet get all huffy when we refuse to treat them as the neutral truth-tellers that they are not. The most active supporters of censorship in our culture are members of the news media itself, bar none. They cover up Democrat perfidy and invent Republican scandals. They try to police our language. They condescend to us. They dox innocent citizens. They lie all the time. They carry water for leftist leakers. They try to get their own real reporters like Town Hall's Julio Rosas killed for refusing to follow the narrative. Yet we're supposed to pretend that they deserve our respect and deference. And that they are courageous heroes battling for our truth. As Nero Wolfe, the greatest detective in the world, would have said, he said, "Phooey, they are a joke. The media is garbage." And we should be treating them that way. Take Don Lemon, preferably far away. Apparently, the business model of catering to blue anon shut-ins who wear their masks in the shower isn't working out so well. He's off the air as of last week. Maybe he'll come back in some form to torment people running to catch a Delta flight. Perhaps CNN is tired of getting ratings on par with the Macrame Channel and the Enlarged Prostate Network. He will not be missed. Except by his fans, both of them. Also, Don's fellow licensed and registered regime advocate, Brian Stelter, is a potato. The Tube's number one tuber is still on the air, for now, flacking for his masters and dodging hungry Dubliners. Over the weekend, America cheered as the Israelis flattened the building housing the AP in Gaza. This led to widespread laughter and high fives among the American patriots. And then we were even happier when we later found out that the same high-rise also housed some Hamas military headquarters. Now, American journalists informed us that this was terrible, but they never quite explained why. After all, the Gaza branch of the media is not a bunch of Middle Eastern Woodwards and Bernsteins digging up the truth and not caring whose toes they step on. They're dedicated Palestinian propaganda transcriptionists who play a central role in facilitating the terrorist information against the only free country in the region. They choose a side, and it was the other one. So don't ask us to care when they get treated like it. Now, some might argue that a free society needs a crusading media to function, which is a very nice cliche. But it assumes both that we will still have a free society and a crusading media. If you think we have a free society, think again. There's a war on dissent, and the media is leading the charge in coordination with their tech buddies. Try posting some COVID stuff that doesn't slavishly follow the ever-changing narrative. Now, you could do this in a free society, but understand that the media supports the suppression of unapproved speech. They want everyone else gagged and dissenting information suppressed. They call stuff that rejects their narrative disinformation, as if the clowns taking dictation from Raggedy Ann McCircleback are the arbiters of objective reality. And a crusading media? These are the same people who had a presidential nominee's son cold taking megabucks from foreigners, including the Shycoms, who was blasting rails off the behinds of strippers, and they actively suppressed the story because it would hurt their preferred candidate. Now, if it had been Don Jr. instead of President Asterisk's snorchinate son, it would have been wall-to-wall coverage. And the best part was that the same people who brought the bogus Russian PP tape story, whole hog, was suddenly squeamish about Russian disinformation that everyone knew was nothing of the sort. So the media made a conscious decision to suppress perhaps the juiciest scandal in American history to help the Democrats. So please, ask us to care when bad things happen to it. Please, ask us. Now, you can't personally fire Don Lemon or drop a missile from your F-15 on some building where the media is actively collaborating with America's murderous enemies, but what can you do to hasten the destruction of the garbage media, you personally? Number one, don't patronize it. Don't subscribe. Don't watch them. Give them nothing. Number two, never help them. When mainstream media outlets call you to get some info, refuse to help and tell them why, because they suck. And GOB hacks, you need to rethink going on the media that hates us. I get the idea of speaking to the other side to expose them to the truth, but it's not going to work. If you are effective, you'll get diverted, distracted, or your mic will be cut off like Lemon does with everybody that goes against him. Number three, support GOP candidates who will cut off the special privileges that the garbage media gets today. They want additional antitrust exemptions and intellectual property protections from Congress to save it from collapse. How about no? Excuse me, that about choked me. Number four, mock them. There's no institution with a more inflated sense of itself than the press. Their smug self-satisfaction. You owe them no respect, so give them none. The media hates you. You owe them nothing. Give them nothing except that they give to you. Give it back to them. Give them the contempt. Give them the exposure to the very hate they level at you. Let them have it back. Full force. Sounds harsh, doesn't it? Oh well. Get a little tired of this. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Excuse me. Goodness gracious. Yes, I do have the busy throat. Well, I know why I have it. Bear with me, though, please. I'll do my best to keep my throat clearing at a minimum. I live in the Southeast. And the Southeast, a week or so ago, was very interesting. Because panic started to infest the Southeast. Gas lines were forming. Gas stations were running out of fuel. There were videos of people filling plastic bags and storage bins with gasoline. By the way, that's pretty stupid and pretty unsafe to do it that way. The gas panic of 2021 was in full swing. It only lasted a couple of days, though, which was a blessing. Because we weren't having a gas shortage. We were having a gas delivery system failure due to the fact that a pipeline was hit by a ransomware attack. You know, this 5,500-mile pipeline was shut down. Officials said they hope to get it back online, and they actually got it back online prior to their forecast. And since then, everything sort of settled down, which is a mistake. There were warnings that if the shutdown lingered, Alabama all the way north through Birmingham could experience fuel shortages. And thus the panic buying began. Now, Colonial paid the ransom. Most of the time, whenever I see a company get hit with a ransomware attack, because we have become so dependent on automation in our computer systems and everything else, a ransomware attack wreaks havoc. Colonial paid about $5 million. But this attack shows how vulnerable our nation is to cyber attacks and the crippling impact a $5 million ransom could potentially inflict on the country. A lot of people, a lot of companies will look at things like this and say to themselves, well, this doesn't happen very often and we can't afford it. Or this doesn't happen very often and it's not cost effective. Or this doesn't happen very often and, you know, why would we budget this money to it when it happens so rarely? But then it happens. Then it happens. Now, I'm sure Congress is going to have a discussion on this, especially since the hackers appear to have been operating in Russia. And given how Russia-phobic the Democrats have become over the past few years, prepare the investigations. For now, Colonial says all areas that need gas have got it now. They're fully operational again. When this began, it sort of began like on a Sunday. It began on Sunday, and by Wednesday, May the 12th, this was fixed. Well, that's good, right? That's good. The markets is affected, if you don't know already. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Delaware, Pennsylvania, and now New Jersey. We're all receiving fuel from the Colonial Pipeline after the system returned to normal. This pipeline stretches from Houston to New Jersey. It carries 100 million gallons of fuel daily and accounts for 45% of the fuel used on the East Coast. The shutdown caused gas shortages in areas served by Colonial, and prices reportedly hit as high as $7 a gallon in Virginia. And Colonial reiterated their commitment to safety and keeping its system running in the future. They spent $1.1 billion on system integrity and preventative maintenance in the past 5 years and increased IT and cybersecurity spending by 50%, appointing a new chief information officer in 2017. Let the confetti fall. Maybe they should have spent more. On the other side of this, though, is an interesting thing. It appears the hackers have lost control of their servers and access to the ransom money. But I guess we'll see this in time. You should never trust what they say. This was put together by a group called DarkSide. They said they lost control of their web servers, and some of the money is made off ransom payments after the FBI confirmed the gang was behind this $5 million ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline. Analysts at security research firm FireEye said that messages are circulating in multiple cyber criminal forums that say DarkSide is shut down, was shut down amid pressure from the U.S. and law enforcement. They lost access to the money. The question has to be asked now. Since a lot of people take a lot of things for granted, in my opinion, when you look at this and see what happens when people begin to panic. See, this is when the COVID thing started. This was what made me a little concerned. I never panicked over it. I didn't hoard toilet paper. I didn't hoard hand sanitizer because I knew how much I used, and I looked at what I had, and I was like, not going to need anytime soon. I was good to go. But like I do, with the TV show, I do gun reviews, and people will ask me, well, how can you afford this ammo now? Well, I bought it when it was cheap, and I bought a lot, and I saved it. I conserved it. I guess the thing that concerns me most about this is that we had something where we knew that there is no gas shortage in the United States. Now, there may be a gas shortage made, a false one made by Asterisk, but we got plenty of gas. So I knew that was not an issue. But when people started seeing that they couldn't buy as much as they wanted, which I don't know about you, but on a regular week, a tank of gas will take me a week. I can drive around with it for a week a lot, fast. These people that were buying all this stuff, trying to store it and everything, gasoline cannot store forever. You have to rotate that. And if you're storing gasoline, you have to rotate that out and use your older stuff before it begins to deteriorate. Gasoline deteriorates. I guess the part that bothers me the most is that a panic did occur when there was no need for one. Calmer heads will prevail. I was just sitting around going, well, I got food, I got guns, got ammo, and I got a full tank of gas. Why are you putting gasoline in a lunchbox? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had a big meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. One main topic was denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biden was asked if he would meet with Kim Jong-un. He said he would with some preconditions.
But what I would not do is I would not do what had been done in the recent past. I would not give him all he's looking for, is international, international recognition as legitimate.
The president was also asked about the ceasefire in the Middle East and what of the Democratic Party's shifting stance on Israel.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all. But I tell you what there is a shift in. The shift is that we still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
This is USA Radio News. Police in California are saying that a road rage incident is the cause of a shooting on Freeway 55 in the city of Orange. They said gunfire came from a white sedan and went into another, killing a six-year-old boy. Officer Florentino Oliveira is with the CHP.
We want to hear from witnesses. We're asking for your help.
Police officers have been walking shoulder to shoulder along the freeway in Orange looking for evidence. President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the event, the first time a foreign leader had done so. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to draw fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. Puckett served as a commander of the 8th U.S. Army Ranger Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been concerned about the FBI ever since Operation Fast and Furious, when the FBI knowingly colluded with the ATF and the Obama administration to allow guns to go into Mexico uninterdicted so that they could have some more gun control coming up at the on the border states. Because the FBI had to collude with them because they knew that these guns were being purchased by straw purchasers. Somebody shows up and buys a few hundred guns, you could probably assume he's not going to carry all those. And I wondered, when I think about this and I think about how the FBI is doing things now, my mind drifts. And it goes back to that time of that TV show on ABC, the FBI starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., 241 episodes from 65 to 74. Then FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover served as a consultant until his death in 72. His second-in-command, Clyde Tolson, vetted every draft episode of the series and even vetted the actors playing FBI agents and other characters so that no communists, subversives, or criminals were associated with the show. We used to sit looking at our 19-inch black-and-white TV screens, looking at Inspector Louis Erskine, that was Ephraim Zimbalist, and his fellow FBI agents as they tracked down America's most dangerous criminals and fugitives. Then they would do a little most wanted and bit at the end where Zimbalist Jr. would get out there and profile actual FBI most wanted criminals. They even aired one on April 28th, 1968, as they were investigating James Earl Ray following the Martin Luther King assassination. Now, this created sort of a love affair for the knights in shining armor. Who in America does not know the real Melvin Purvis G-Man or fictional Clarice Starling? Who doesn't know who these people are? I never considered being a part of the FBI. But I was always interested in the stuff they do. Very intrigued by the technical method that they incorporated to bring down John Gotti and former Boston underboss Gennaro Jerry Anguillo, on RICO charges. Then when I was in the military, from time to time, there was one or two occasions where we would interact with them. My overarching point here is that until recently, I both revered and have been fascinated by the bravery and technical prowess and clever talents for deception one sees in the rough men and women of the FBI who work tirelessly to capture the worst criminals in America and neutralize terrorist threats, until I figured out that's not what they did. As a matter of fact, that reverence is now dwindling at an accelerating pace, given current events. They've been weaponized along with the DOJ by the radical left-wing Democrats. And they don't have the core mission of law enforcement anymore. Now they conduct politically motivated investigations more worthy of the KGB and the Stasi, using the pretext of the Capitol riots as an American Reichstag fire. Don't take my word for it. If you want to search for Antifa on their website, you'll get one result. And then if you check out the Most Wanted Capital Violence page header, it goes on endlessly. Page after page of images captured of anyone in the Capitol on January the 6th. Director Ray insists that the FBI does not use geo-tracking to locate anyone to the right of Mao, who was in the Capitol that day. Now, you know, I know about enhanced 911 systems that allow police to use cell towers and GPS to track emergency cell phone calls to their exact location. So I know that Ray is lying here. How else did he get this information in any legal fashion? And despite all of it, I can't stand it when politicians lie to me. I've witnessed that this has been my entire life. When Senator Ernest Hollings, when he voted for the 1994 Omnibus Crime Bill in the Senate, I called his office and they told me more than once that he did not vote for it. He voted no. But then you go look at the record and it says he voted yes. But for the director of the FBI to lie to the American people in such a low fashion, more characteristic of, say, John Brennan and James Clapper, that's a bridge too far. Add to that the embarrassing raid on Marilyn Hooper in Alaska based on a selfie. That's not an investigation unless they have evidence that I don't know about. It was a politically motivated botch that completely disrupted the lives of two innocent Americans. Conversely, they seem determined to whitewash and dismiss any concerns about Antifa and BLM, whose members have caused over $2 billion in damage and destroyed countless businesses and lives. And yet, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, stated on Wednesday that white supremacy is the top domestic terror threat, not Islamic jihadism or left-wing mayhem and murder. This is a way of going after guns. Because we are the white supremacists. We're the ones they dub the white supremacists. White supremacists in particular are those involving racial bias and anti-government sentiment. He also stated that the definitions of said domestic terrorists must be, by its nature, be overly broad. Which indeed it must be, since racialist experts go so far as to attribute the success of Asian college students to white supremacy. I don't know how I influence that at all. Do you? Do you? And this is the same kind of broad national security canard that the Shycoms are using to commit genocide on the Uyghurs, and which Stalin has used to get rid of the Soviet Union of millions of counter-revolutionaries. I don't know where all this is going, but with each passing day, I'm getting more concerned that the FBI, about them in general, and the DOJ in particular, that they're abdicating their sworn duty to enforce the law, and they're becoming a purely political entity with a purely political objective. And it's a very dangerous place to be, being perceived by a large swath of the population, that federal LEO agencies are not only derelict in their duty to protect the public, but now they're being directed against them personally for no good legal reason. Now, I'm bringing this up because this is a societal warning. Most of the rank and file of the DOJ and the FBI, they're still solid. But the leadership have prostituted the mission. And the warning is not from me or anybody in particular. It's from American history. Many of you may have seen the viral video of Plano, Texas cops standing by while Antifa and BLM agitators block an intersection and disrupt civil order. The only man to be charged in that event was a rather large fellow who stopped out of his truck and confronted the Marxist morons like the cops should have. And that is not justice. And it is only one similar incident of many. And what history tells us in this regard is this. Where law enforcement leaves a void, criminality and chaos fill it until vigilantism rears its ugly head. Do not say you have not been warned. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. On Monday, the Supreme Court issued a decision holding that the police may not seize guns from a person's home without a valid warrant or proof that there is an emergency. This is gigantic. The red flag law, while it hasn't been set on fire, has been doused in gasoline at this particular moment. Clarence Thomas's decision is a masterpiece of clarity and brevity. Clarence Thomas is a brilliant man. Of the people that I've watched in the Supreme Court, this man is one of the most articulate, dedicated to detail justices we've ever seen. And he delivers a much-deserved scolding to a careless and cavalier First Circuit Court. Because the legal principle was so obvious, the court decided to reach its decision unanimously. And this was a good day. That day was a good day for constitutional principle. The facts of Coneglia versus Strom are simple. During a fight with his wife, petitioner Edward Coneglia, grabbed his handgun, put it on the table, and said, "Shoot me now and get it over with." Said his wife headed for a hotel. The next day, when she couldn't reach him, she called the police for a wellness check. When they met up with Coneglia, he willingly went for a psychiatric evaluation on the condition that the police would not take his gun. The moment he was in the ambulance, using a ruse, the police got his wife to show them the gun, which they seized. Coneglia sued, claiming the police violated his Fourth Amendment right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. Guess what? He was correct. Now, the First Circuit barely gave this a look. They relied on Cady versus Dombrowski, a 1973 case in which the Supreme Court held that if officers patrolling public highways concluded that community caretaking functions militated in favor of seizing a gun from a car, they could do so. See, that's a wide open garage door right there. Where does that stop being? Where does that stop being applied? Under what conditions? So, because they thought that this was, you know, this wide open, never ending blank check, First Circuit declined to consider whether Coneglia consented, whether there were exigent circumstances, or whether state law permitted the police to seize a gun from a home without a warrant. Enter Clarence Thomas. In a miraculously brief four-page opinion, he reamed the First Circuit for its careless, cavalier, and erroneous decision. And he began with the Fourth Amendment itself, which protects the right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Absent a legal warrant, that makes the home inviolable to all unreasonable intrusions. And reasonable intrusions are narrowly defined. They consist of emergency situations, like aiding injured people or protecting people at immediate risk, or being invited in after approaching the door and knocking, as any citizen may do. That's pretty narrow. In addition to the First Circuit's lazy unwillingness to do anything about taking a house and making an analog to a car, he nailed the court for misreading the Cady case. Cady expressly contrasted his treatment of a vehicle already under police control with a search of a car parked adjacent to the dwelling place of the owner. So in other words, if you're on the freeway and the police stop you and conclude that it's unsafe to the community for you to possess a gun, that's entirely different from police spontaneously seizing a weapon from anything attendant upon the home, including a car next to the house. But then he goes to the community caretaking, which the community caretaking is a big deal. It's a big deal in that it is so ambiguous. And he makes clear that this doesn't include allowing the police to do whatever they think will make for a safer community. You see, police can theoretically argue that everything they do is to make a safer community, right? The First District Standard would render the Fourth Amendment a nullity. Thomas said Katie's unmistakable distinction between vehicles and homes also places into proper context its reference to community caretaking. This quote comes from a portion of the opinion explaining that the frequency with which vehicles can become disabled or involved in accidents on public highways often requires police to perform non-criminal community caretaking functions, such as providing aid to motorists. This decision proves something that I have long believed. When you have an honest decision, it's going to be really short. You don't have to get out there and do a bunch of word vomit to make it seem genuine. Justices, invariably activist justices, will circumvent the Constitution, and they will write endlessly long decisions replete with innumerable case citations to marginally relevant principle, all in an effort to weave together a gossamer and dishonest fabric that only has a superficial resemblance to constitutionality. The problem with law is that when legislators write a law, if it is based upon a politically active agenda, then it's going to come down on one side or another. And then a lot of laws are written today and they're put out there as jump balls. They're, you know, let's see if it sticks. Let's see if anybody sues us. Then if they do, then they can count on maybe a decade of legal wrangling before it finally makes it to the Supreme Court. And when it comes to gun cases, well, the Supreme Court seemed a little reluctant to take anything up in the last decade or so. So this was huge. This was a huge thing. Simply because, for the first time that I can remember, we get some clarity out of it. But this making the community safer thing, that was such a big, ominous, opaque principle that there literally was no boundaries on how this could be applied. No boundaries. When you hear about, you know, when you hear about police asking to search a car, when you hear about police asking to come in the home, and they don't have warrants to do so. And in one or two instances, and I'm not painting the police with a broad stroke. I support law enforcement. But, I mean, I know in a couple of cases, like when they call in a drug dog or something, some of these guys will actually direct the drug dogs to alert. So then they can search, right? There has to be boundaries in order for law and order to be blind, for the lady of justice to be blind. I'm not being naive here. I'm not saying, well, you know, it's been blind all this time. I know better. I know better. But this was huge because for these red flag orders that are out there, the ERPOs, the gun violence restraining orders and everything, that was a salvo against due process. And this may be the beginning of the end of that. I haven't spoken to anybody that's legally more savvy than me to find this out, but I'm hopeful. This would end a lot of malfeasance going on right now. In Florida, they adopted these things, and they're serving them on people that don't own guns. How do you, you know? And they're serving a lot of these. Whereas in California, for some reason, they didn't serve 100 in the first year they had it, and only 10% of those stuck. Due process. Due process. Without due process, we are definitely a back alley, banana republic. We got to resist that with everything we have. Because it will break down otherwise. All right, I'll be back next week. Everybody stay safe, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.